Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's top stories feature a groundbreaking move by Aytco Holdings, which surged over 3,000% after announcing its strategy to acquire WorldCoin tokens as its primary treasury asset. The company raised $250 million and secured a $20 million investment from Bitmine, propelling its stock to an intraday high before settling near $45. WorldCoin, co-founded by Sam Altman, continues to capture global attention despite regulatory scrutiny over its biometric practices. A severe security warning has been issued as crypto users are advised to halt transactions. A compromised supply chain exploit in popular JavaScript packages on NPM, downloaded over 1 billion times, has put wallets and decentralized apps at risk. Experts urge vigilance and manual approval of transactions until the threat is contained. Fidelity Investments has disrupted traditional finance with its launch of a tokenized money market fund on Ethereum. Over $202 million in Fidelity Digital Interest tokens have been minted, with Ondo Finance serving as the primary investor. This initiative bolsters the tokenized US Treasuries market, now valued at $7.5 billion, and signals a shift toward faster settlements and heightened transparency. On the regulatory front, US lawmakers are calling for a Treasury report on the feasibility and security of a strategic Bitcoin reserve. Mandated to be completed within 90 days, the report will address custody, cybersecurity, and accounting for government-held digital assets, a follow-up to earlier executive initiatives. Meanwhile, Wall Street giant Cantor Fitzgerald has launched a gold-protected Bitcoin fund designed to mitigate volatility while capturing long-term growth. Renowned analyst Tom Lee recently predicted that Bitcoin could easily reach $200,000 if the Federal Reserve cuts rates as anticipated. In decentralized finance, Ethena's governance token, ENA, rallied to a seven-month high following Binance's listing of its USD token, an event that could unlock a $500 million buyback. However, SharpLink's plan to stake Ethereum on Linea received a muted investor response amid concerns over share dilution from aggressive equity financing. The MIX token also rallied over 200% in a single day, triggering nearly $48.5 million in short liquidations, with trading volumes soaring above $11 billion. Additionally, OpenSea is making strategic moves by building a flagship NFT treasury as it gears up for the C token drop, supported by an enhanced mobile app and robust fee-based rewards. In a parallel development, Kazakhstan is preparing to establish a state digital asset fund and integrate crypto payments into its smart city initiatives. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.